Well, each Friday morning, we get you caught up in all things Wisconsin sports, and we've got our guy Mike Clemens, NDAQ Sports Reporter. Top of the morning to you there, Mr. Clemens.
Good morning, Joel.
Hey, we got NCAA tournaments just around the corner, and Marquette. We're pretty much guaranteed Marquette and the Badgers are in, so it'll be a fun tournament having having two Wisconsin teams in there.
Well, but Marquette, man, they've lost like three of their last seven games on the road, like to Creighton, Villanova.
Yeah,
and then UConn the other night, and then tomorrow they're ranked number 20th now. They host number 6th ranked St. John's.
The Vampire, Rick Pitino. Yes.
Yeah, the Red Storm. And I was surfing around last night, turn on the TV, and on comes the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and he opens the show with a fight song with the St. John's team, mm-hmm. In uniform. And it's like a sailor song, the Red Storm, and it's like, oh, you know what? See, St. John's they're from New York, and like all of New York is so excited because they've got a number 6 ranked team, you know, heading into March Madness. So they're all fired up. And so I knew that from what something Shaka Smart said in a press conference I covered the other night, the head coach of the Golden Eagles. He said, and we got Senior Day on Saturday. Like, oh wow, it's wrapping up. So I looked at the team website, and I didn't realize that Al McGuire played at St. John's. Did you know that?
I guess I would probably not have known that. No,
Al McGuire was a player for St. John's. He went to St. John's from 1948 to 1951. Then, of course, he came to, you know, coached Marquette in the 70s, took him to and won the national championship in 1977. So there's that kind of backstory going on yesterday. So it's Senior Day tomorrow, tip off at 11 a.m. at Fiserv Forum, and they'll be saying goodbye to guys like David Coplin, who's probably going to have the most games played as a Golden Eagle, Stevie Mitchell and Cam Jones, their last regular season game for the team.
Yeah.
And the other night they lost this one again, a hard effort against UConn, who was coming up with the 3-point shots at the end. They lost 72-66, and there was this 22-minute game delay in Connecticut the other night because all the weather happened out in New England. The roof had leaked, and there was this big puddle of water on the baseline, and they came to Shaka Smart and said, Coach, we're probably going to cancel this. And he goes, listen. He said, I went to Dan Hurley. He said, I'll play across the street at the practice court, We're not coming all this way. And having the game canceled, so they got it cleaned up and they got the game going. But
Badgers, this is a big game. They're trying to get a double bye in that Big Ten tournament if they can win this game tomorrow, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's the Badgers. They're ranked 12th, man. They've only had like two losses in the last 4 weeks. The one at Oregon at home, and then last Saturday on the road to number 8 to Michigan State. But they beat Minnesota in Minneapolis the other night, 74-67. Weird thing that happened toward the end of the game. Jack Janicki is this one kid that they put out there, just really hustles, gets defender, gets in guys' faces, and he trips and he falls face first into the court. And then it looks like he's looking around, and I heard Matt LaPay say, "I think he just picked up a tooth." And after the game, Greg Gard was asked, hey, how's Janicki? And he says, yeah, he chipped a tooth. He chipped a tooth. He said, sort of looks like a hockey player now. I'm thinking, if the kid's mom is listening to that, she's not happy about that joke. But, he did a press conference later, and sure enough, there he's with a big chipped tooth there.
Yeah, and the good season the Badgers have had, it takes pressure off them for the Big Ten tournament. They're going to be a high seed no matter what happens from here forward, right?
They're playing really well.
Yeah, they'll be all right. The Bucks are, we got about a month or so left in the regular season, month and a half. Is there any chance when we get in the playoffs, Cleveland, Boston, are they as good as them? Do they have a shot against them, do you think?
I don't know. And even though Cleveland's atop the Eastern Conference, Boston, I mean, they can rest guys and still win. They're so good and they're so balanced. But I tell you, when you think about that lousy start the Bucks had last season, they're playing their best basketball right now, I think. It's just the way they look. And you know, Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., the two guys they picked up before the trade deadline, they've been perfect additions to guys with 4 or 5 years, 6 years experience. And when they need to rest Damian Lillard or Giannis, these guys, you know, keep the game going. So
yeah.
they've now won 4 in a row, 8 of their last 10 games. They're averaging 114 points a night. Giannis, you know, surpasses 20,000 career points the other night. And when they beat the Hawks the other night, a reporter from Atlanta, he covers a Hawks team that's got mostly just younger guys. And he said to Doc Rivers, it must be nice to have that mix of, you know, some of these veterans and some of these young guys. And he says, I've said it before. He says, there's no egos with these guys. There's no clutter, like I like to call it. Mm-hmm. He said, it's a fantastic team to coach right now.
That's nice. Packers, nice to see Mason Crosby decided to retire as a Packer. What's your history or any Mason Crosby stories from covering the Packers?
Well, first of all, did you notice that the Packers re-signed Isaiah McDuffie, linebacker, and then Brandon McManus,
okay,
the guy that they brought in, you know, last year to place kick and did a nice job. And after they signed him on Tuesday, the next day, oh, look, Mason Crosby's going to retire.
Yeah, so, he pretty much says, I don't have a shot, I guess I'll retire.
Right. So he's coming in today. They're going to sign him to a one-day contract and have a little ceremony. And, yeah, 16 years as the Packers place kicker. Most points scored in franchise history, 1,918, surpassing guys like, you know, Horning and Ryan Longwell. And that's another thing. You know, when you cover the Packers, you talk so much about how great they were back-to-back quarterbacks between Favre and Rodgers. But how about the kickers, man, right? To go from Ryan Longwell and then eventually,
right,
with Mason Crosby. So drafted in 2007, kid out of Texas who had been kicking at Colorado, and 16 seasons of a great guy, a great locker room guy. You know, the thing about Mason is you can go talk to him, and he pretty much knew everything going on in the team.
Hmm.
You know, he just was just a fully aware there to help out, you know, younger guys on any level, from any position. That's why he had such a long run there. And when he had knee surgery, they brought him back, you know, for one more season before he moved on. He did, after he left Green Bay, he was with the Rams like a week. And then he was, you know, finished up with the Giants. He actually kicked for them for 3 games. But other than that, it's been all Packers, and so now he's extremely proud to retire a Green Bay Packer.
Nice. Brewers spring training sometimes is hard to watch, but you got a feeling that Coach Murphy will have this team competitive. It just seems like that's just in his blood. He'll find a way to keep them in it, right?
Well, you know, I was looking at the payroll thing. So, you know, at the top it's the Dodgers and then the Mets, $320 million. And the Brewers right now, I think they were up to 110 or so last year.
That's crazy.
They're starting at $96 million. They're ranked 24th. But Murphy says, hey, you know what? We know what our mission is here, and we're going to give young guys a chance, and we've got a great scouting department, and we know what the mission here is. And last night they went out and beat the A's 10-0. And the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, this is this, you know, another one of these prospects, 99-mile-an-hour fastball. He looked really good in 3 innings of work last night. So those are the guys that they're hoping can repeat like they did last year and kind of shock the world and division winners.
And the ball strike challenge thing has not been accepted very well by a lot of people in baseball. I've heard so many older coaches especially just like, get that out of here. We don't need that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We're going to have to see how that all plays out.
I'm sure Murphy will be very accepting of it, right? He seems like he'd be old school, right?
he'll have some funny ways of telling the story, no question.
All right, Mike. Always good to talk to you. Have a great weekend. We'll chat with you next Friday.
Thanks, Joel.
You bet. Thank you. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter. He's out and about following the teams, the Bucks, the Badgers, and Marquette and all that stuff.